Author Crystal Wilkinson is this year's Appalachian Heritage Writer in Residence at Shepherd University. Wilkinson grew up in Kentucky with her grandparents. Her work celebrates being Black in Appalachia. Liz McCormick spoke with Wilkinson last week. Here's an excerpt from the interview, beginning with Wilkinson sharing one of her short stories from her book, Blackberries, Blackberries.
Many a night, Javeda would lie on her back and be lulled by katydids and whippoorwills, speaking to one another in the pitch of the Casey Creek night. A cool breeze would rustle her nightgown, and she would lie still and awake, paying close attention to the quiet of the darkness, the leaves rustling in the air like a woman's skirt tail, the dampness of the night, the chirping of a far-off bird. She'd make hand puppet shadows on the yellowed wallpaper as the moon shined its fullness into her bedroom window. Sometimes, with her nose pressed against a mason jar full of lightning bugs, Javeda would watch the blue-green fluorescent off and on glow and set to thinking. She would wonder why white folks seem to have life so easy and why Black folks seem to have so many stumbling blocks. After all, as Granny Teen said, we was traveling through the exact same life as them. Sometimes she even wondered what it'd be like if she rose up in the morning a white girl like Paula, who lived at the end of the gravel road, all fragile-like with bone-straight hair, jet black like Brownie's mane and tail, like some fragile china doll, spending her time sitting somewhere just looking pretty with people, both grown and children, making a fool over her. And that hair she got, all straight and easy on a comb. Javeda wondered how'd Paula feel wedged between the sturdy legs of her grandnan or granny teen while her locks were being coaxed into behaving. Javeda guessed the flip side of that coin was that maybe, just maybe, Paula would never know the love that comes out of them hour-long combing spells, be it grandnan or mama or granny teen who was doing the combing. That's how Javeda got to the heart of all her women folk. That's where souls got transferred. That's where knowledge was passed on. She liked that time between sturdy black legs feeling the love being greased into her scalp. And what kind of patience could a 15-minute hair combing learn you anyhow? Javeda guessed if she didn't wake up black as pitch every morning that maybe, just maybe, there wouldn't be no need to be digging that deep all the way down to the soul for strength. She figured that if her skin wasn't blue-black, she'd have to learn to laugh from her mouth and not from her belly. Javeda decided that she wasn't even sure if she'd appreciate the beans and turnips on the table if she didn't help pick them for herself. And Granny Teen and Grandnan always said that a girl who won't work don't deserve no good, hard-working man. Finally decided that every morning God blessed her with she'd wake up black so she'd have to learn to deal with it, everything that came with it. After her long spell of mind wandering, she'd roll over in her bed, bid the lightning bugs good night, and try to be thankful for being black as the sky.
What was the message you really wanted to convey in that particular short story?
Wow, it's been so long since I wrote that, and it's a piece that I rarely read, so I'm glad that you asked me to read it. Well, the whole collection, I have to talk about the collection overall, is about African-American women in Appalachia and learning to be proud of who they are if they weren't already. So each story focuses in on Black women's lives in Appalachia. And so what I was trying to do was sort of make the invisible visible. It happens all the time. The Appalachian stereotypes are rampant throughout the country. And then I think if you're African-American on top of that, people don't think we exist. It happens all the time, no matter where I'm at in the world. And I tell people I'm from Appalachia and they go, what? Really? Are you? You're from Appalachia? I didn't realize that there were Black people in Appalachia. So it's meant to be a story that makes someone's spine straight and makes them proud of who they are.
In looking at all of your writing, is that sort of why you started to write as an Appalachian writer, to sort of drive that message?
Yes. I mean, I think in the end, that's was the reason why, right? I think in the beginning, it was just sort of a calling. You know, I could almost compare it to being called to preach or called to be a musician. I've just always been a writer since I was a child. And before I started dealing with more complicated themes, I was just writing because I thought I had to. And in fact, at the beginning of my writing, I wasn't writing about Appalachia at all. I was just writing, really trying to write about New York, places that I hadn't been as a child. So it was always thinking outward during those early years. And then after I went to college and I began to think about where I'm from and no longer in a shameful way of being ashamed of being country, is what we called ourselves, then I began to explore the wonder and the magnificence of being from Appalachia and began to use those themes in a particular way.
How do you feel the world's perception of Appalachia is these days? And do you feel like the stereotypes are having less of an impact?
Well, I think the image is harmful. It's amazing to me. I was doing some math and realized that I've been a part of the Appalachian poets for almost 30 years now. And so we've been doing this work for almost 30 years. Appalachian Studies Association and all these other organizations have done work for even longer. Like, we've all been working so hard to combat stereotypes of Appalachia. And then it's disheartening somewhat to find that they still exist, that people still think of the region only as one in one particular way, and they think of it as negatively. And any sort of Appalachian stereotype that you can think of, there are people in other regions of the country that still think of us that way. So it's painful, and I feel like we're all sort of still having to preach the gospel. I'm hoping that at some point we won't have to, but we still have a lot of work to do toward that.
And kind of looking at tackling those challenges of stereotypes, what are some ways that we can do that in terms of celebrating Appalachia?
Well, I think just continue to tell our stories to show the world our humanity, because that's what it's about. Like, when you place someone in a category of a stereotype, you're not seeing people as real human beings with complexity and originality and humanity. So keep putting our stories out in various ways, whatever those individual stories are. I think we'll continue to show the diversity of the region. You know, we're all very tight-knit, but it's not one monolithic, one-eyed view of the world, and that we are very rich, very diverse, very complex, and filled with humanity and love.
That was author Crystal Wilkinson speaking with Liz McCormick. Wilkinson is the 2019 Appalachian Heritage Writer in Residence. Visit our website, wvpublic.org, to hear an extended version of this interview.